Next on BYUSN, what BYU basketball secret surprise news drops are you hoping to hear by the end of next week? We're shooting our shot 7 days forward. And the shot doctor, Trevin Nell, in studio live to tell us why he is all in with Kevin Young.
Jen Rockwood and the BYU women's soccer team now knows its foes. Coach will sit down with us to discuss the upcoming 2024 season. And Coach Young and D-Book, how about Puka and Jordan? That's right, all coming up on a Friday.
That's quite the combo, and well-deserved for the guy who should have been the NFL Rookie of the Year. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Friday, April 19th. I am Spencer Linton. He is, and I quote, the Black Dog, the Alchemy, the Albatross, the Prophecy, Jason Shepherd.
Wow, it's very kind. I don't know about that. It does feel like it's been a fortnight since I've been on this show. And just in case I'm a little rusty, I will follow the manuscript for today's program.
Taylor Swift is what's trending, folks, whether you like it or not, and it will be a part of today's show. Well played, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, we're tortured.
We felt like it when Mark Pope announced he was going to Kentucky, but there has been some...
There has been some... Let's see. We got a list of all the songs.
Some
here.
I can fix him moments along the way.
If only his wife's name was Amy. There's a track called Thank You, Amy.
Oh goodness. Great stuff. With that said, and Swifties rejoicing everywhere, all rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
Cougs look to expand the lead. Dallin Hall spots an opening. Drive it down!
The main message is I want those guys here. We're a good basketball team together. The big thing is getting the right people in here. We need boots on the ground. There's no question about it.
Listen, Jason, we have been the tortured reporters to a degree, trying to figure out what in the world BYU basketball is going to do as far as putting together an entire basketball staff. And Kevin Young is hard at work. He told us that in his introductory press conference that he's down the road with a couple of assistants. But then what does the roster look like? That's where the torture really comes in, Jason, is how much of the core is BYU going to be able to hold on to? Because Jackson Robinson, we think he's going to the NBA, but he's undeclared officially at this point. He's testing the waters. Will he end up at Kentucky? Does he surprise everybody and come back and work with Kevin Young as an NBA development guy
at BYU?
Yeah,
let's see. He wants to go in the NBA. NBA head coach?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Dallin Hall is clearly in the portal. Richie Saunders is in the portal. Will those guys announce they're coming back or going elsewhere? And yeah, who are the assistants, the boots on the ground going to be? So what do you expect the BYU men's basketball headlines to be by this time next Friday?
What I'm hoping they are is at least half the staff hired. Like that you've got a big chunk of your assistant coaches in the mix already. And you mentioned the interview that he gave, and you know, he told me the words you said, I'm down the road with a couple of guys.
Yes.
So he's clearly made inroads, and that was obviously now 2 days ago. So, you know, I would hope by the end of the week we know something on some assistant coaches, because he talked about how important it is, and his phrase was we need boots on the ground to be able to help while he is away with the Phoenix Suns.
And we don't know how long that's going to be.
Exactly, taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, you just don't know. And so to be able to have somebody that's here and can do some of that legwork, I think is extremely important. So we know he's working on that. So I certainly hope that at least the bulk of the assistant coaches are there. Look, and in a perfect world, I would love for all of the guys that are in the portal that have yet to make a decision. Obviously, Ali Khalifa made his decision yesterday that he's going to move on to Louisville. You know, this is, I would hope that those guys have made their decision. And selfishly, as BYU guys, we want them back. I hope that Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders and others do come back to BYU, because I think they can really help. And we said this at the beginning of the week. You're talking about so much production from last year's team. Of course we want them back. That's what I hope. I hope you have the bulk of your assistants hired. and that those guys who are in the portal currently have made their decisions, preferably coming back to BYU.
Yes, yes. I'm going to go with what's out there. Like, let's just bank on what we have been told, that he is down the road, and by he, I mean Kevin Young with a few assistants. So by next Friday, Jason, I expect that we will know at least two of the BYU men's basketball assistant coaches. Frankly, it needs to go public so that they can start recruiting and doing their work while he is in the playoffs.
Well,
it is
one
paramount.
Leads to the other, yes.
It is paramount that those guys are in place so that they can start contacting, whether it's Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders and Jackson Robinson, and trying to bring those guys back, or potential recruits that are in the portal. Brody Kozlowski is out there. I mean, there are guys that are out there. Coaches need to be in place. And so by the end of the next week, I think and believe that BYU will have announced at least two of the staff that Kevin Young is going to assemble. And I believe that we will know that at least one of these BYU players is coming back to BYU. I am a firm believer that one of these guys for sure is coming back to BYU, and I'm leaning towards Richie Saunders. Again, that's speculation on my part, but I think that we'll, by next Friday, one of the headlines will be, hey, at least we got one of these dudes back, and they're going to play an integral part in what BYU basketball is going to be. And can we clarify something? I've learned from multiple sources this morning that a certain high school basketball coach that may or may not be in a city that's named after the father of Nephi, okay? Hmm. And there's a timing on the post that makes it like, huh, so is this coach, it's Quincy Lewis, is he leaving Lehigh High School? He's the athletic director. I have learned that he is just stepping away from boys basketball at Lehigh High School. He's already the athletic director. That was news to me. I thought he was maybe going to become the athletic director there. He is stepping aside from boys basketball. He's not going to coach that anymore. That does not mean that he is coming to BYU. So I know people want to run wild, run crazy with the imagination. I'm telling you right now, as of this minute, 10:07 a.m., Quincy Lewis is no further down the road officially than any other potential assistant hire for Kevin Young. He is just the athletic director at Lehigh High School.
You know, I don't know how you feel about this. You and I have not had a chance to talk about this part of it specifically. And obviously we know that time is paramount right now, that, you know, being able to get guys in for all the reasons that we just discussed. But there's something sort of exciting about this time where you have a new head coach coming in. One that we are all excited. We know the type of contacts he has and relationships that he has built on many different levels mm-hmm. in basketball. I'm very excited to find out who he's reaching out to and where this assistant coach search goes.
Yes.
Because I think there are certainly names that we've all heard, and there are names that, like, oh, that would be great if we could get so-and-so. But I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised when this all breaks out. Well, there's probably some names we haven't heard of at
for
this
sure.
point. And I think that's exciting to be able to bring in some new blood and a different vantage point looking at BYU basketball. There's a certain excitement to that I'm looking forward to.
Well, let's examine what has been reported and is out there as far as assistant coaches go. We know, or we believe we know, because multiple sources have cited that Kevin Young is looking at a certain assistant coach at Stanford that could join him on BYU staff. And we were told in the Matt Norlander article that he was targeting another NBA assistant mm-hmm. coach to join yep. him. So that really got the wheels turning, like, oh, who could it be? What other NBA assistant is going to leave their job right now and come to BYU? That would be a huge get. We don't know. That's what's been reported and is out there, that, again, it's one Stanford coach and a potential NBA assistant. And I know that BYU fans, me included here as a member of the BYU media, and you too, we love Chris Burgess.
Yeah.
There's nothing official at this point. It's just been reported that there is interest there. But we know as a fact that Chris Burgess posted on his social media accounts last night a signing that is a University of Utah basketball player. So read into that how you will. We don't know. But what I'm trying to do is manage expectations and pump the brakes just a little bit, because things have they've gotten out of control at times in this whole thing.
Well, and let's also make sure that we mention the guys who are still here in
yes.
Nick Robinson and
yes.
Colin Terry, who you would certainly assume are very much in the mix and would love to stay here.
Do you want some continuity?
Yes. Yes.
I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of that is in play. And again, that's what leads to this excitement for what this staff could look like. And it also then sort of the anxiety starts to build up a little bit, because like, okay, well, we need to hurry up and get to that point, which it sounds like obviously they're working on that feverishly. It just, there are just certain things that take time, and you've got to go through interviews and all
sure.
those things. But I'm with you. I will be surprised if we get to next Friday and we don't at least know two. And I think there's, you know, it, like I said, the bulk. So maybe three, because you can hire up to five now.
Yes.
Whether BYU does that or not, we don't know.
You have that opportunity,
yes, but
if
I would
choose to.
You know, two or three, that's what I would certainly expect by next week.
Think about how much has changed since last Friday, Jason. Think about that, okay?
Hey, think about 2 days ago. 2 or 3 days ago, BYU didn't have a coach. The NHL wasn't in Utah. And in 48 hours, all of that's now true.
Last Friday, Mark Pope had been announced as the new head basketball coach at Kentucky. That's where we were. And BYU fans were understandably distraught. And we had to remind everyone that in the words of Taylor Swift,
oh no,
I can do it with a broken heart. And BYU did it with a broken heart. They targeted their guy. The moment that Mark Pope to Kentucky became like a legitimate reality, which was more like Thursday night, Brian Santiago and Tom Holmoe were on the phone with Kevin Young. And let's give credit where credit is due. Ryan Smith is awesome. We love that he is a BYU alumnus. He has done remarkable things to help the networking and whatnot. The majority of this hire and the credit for it belongs to Tom Holmoe and Brian Santiago. It does, straight up. Ryan Smith, certainly his influence, he can help things. Danny Ainge, too. Those guys can talk to Kevin Young and help him understand what BYU's culture is and like what it's like to live and raise a family in Utah. That undoubtedly happened. And those guys help. But Tom and Brian, the athletic director and the deputy associate athletic director, they deserve the credit for this hire, Jason. And I don't think they're getting enough credit for what they did to go get Kevin Young. They interviewed Kevin Young 5 years ago, and that's when that put him on the short list.
What I love the most about this whole situation is how quickly BYU Sports Nation has embraced this. And from the low in the morning of that day of Colin Chandler saying he was flipping his commitment to Kentucky, to wake up to that and then to end the day with an official press conference, you know, with Kevin Young is quite remarkable. It's that is unbelievable. And to go the swings of emotion.
Yes.
It's been somewhat torturous.
Yes. Down bad.
Yes.
But I can do it with a broken heart, Jason.
Yes. Yeah. but I just love how quickly it's turned around. There were a couple of hours where everybody was down. Everybody was feeling down. And I'm trying to think.
Down bad.
Down bad. We were down bad. And then all of a sudden, everything is great again. And I love that.
Mm. Thank you, Amy.
How did it end, though?
We're waiting to find out. And I know we've had a number of different diatribes and tangents here today, but it all is to offer some insight into what actually is happening and has been happening. And what BYU fans need to do is give Tom and Brian the majority of the credit, and President Reese, for that matter. President Reese is not a guy who wants the credit, but he played a huge role in getting Kevin Young to BYU. And you could tell that a little bit with his speaking in the forum about Coach Young when he announced it. And then at the introductory press conference, he's very excited. We're all excited. But President Reese, Tom Holmoe, Brian Santiago, they were the key components in making this happen with some high-level garnishing from Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge. It's such a coup for BYU to pull this off when last Friday it was the basketball world is ending for the Cougars because Dallin Hall's hopping into the portal, Richie Saunders goes on Sunday, Mark Pope's being introduced to Kentucky, and BYU fans are like, are we ever going to make the NCAA tournament again? Like, it's, I know it's dramatic, but that's kind of where they were. That's kind of where the fan base was.
True.
What a difference a week can make. And so that's why we decided to focus on, hey, 1 week from now, thinking about how much has changed in the last 7 days. What's it going to be like next Friday? Will we know all of the assistants? Will some of the guys have announced they come out of the portal? And you feel like we'll know the majority of the staff?
I would think so. I think things, you would imagine, knowing the importance of getting those staff members in place, I would think within a week's time, you would have the bulk of that taken care of. That's my assumption. We'll obviously have to wait and see. And look, and I guess it will all depend on how many people they think they need to have in place to get done what they want to get done.
Sure.
If they feel like they can do that with one or two people, then maybe they can get the one or two people that they know they've got to help with that, and then they can take their time with some of the other stuff. But if they feel like, look, we need this entire staff so everybody knows what they're committing to, then we may see more than just, you know, two or three.
Wow. I still can't believe it happened. I cannot believe how all of this happened and in the shortened time frame that it happened. Can we reemphasize that does not happen at BYU in essentially 4 days? We're talking about when Kevin Young was initially contacted, phone call was made Thursday night once Mark Pope to Kentucky became a most likely reality. Then there are conversations that happen on Friday and Saturday. You're on a plane on Monday, and by Monday night, he's the guy. That 4 days, Jason.
Yeah.
That shows you how important it was to BYU to keep the positive momentum that they had rolling. And I know you've heard it. You've heard me talk about just how crazy the timing of this all. It has never happened like this before. So they have invested time and effort, and yes, money. The money is not the deal. It's like what BYU did in that shortened time frame to take advantage, to strike while the iron is hot, to make this happen, because it had to happen now. Or he's maybe the coach of the Nets or the Charlotte Hornets. Like, that's what we're talking about here. Like, timing, in Kevin Young's words, timing is everything. And I thought he was really gracious, and he was fantastic in your interview with him discussing that. When you said, like, how did we get here? He said, hey, timing is everything. And he wanted that lifestyle change.
Yeah. Well, and I'm really curious. We're going to have Trevin Nell coming up in our next segment. And I'm curious from a current player's standpoint, you know, How did that play with him? Because everybody that was there, everybody that I talked to, they loved everything they heard from Coach Young. And you saw Trevin yesterday putting out on social media, I'm all in. I'm all in. Mm. And I'm going to assume he's probably not the only one that feels that way.
For sure.
Because what they heard, what we all heard, was exactly what BYU fans want to hear from their head coach. And I was thoroughly impressed.
People keep asking me, like, what do you think really got Kevin Young to come to BYU? Like, what do you think was, like, the number one factor in this? And everybody's got, like, these stars in their eyes and dollar signs. And I'm like, dude, it's way, way bigger than that. It was about family, clearly. And from the time the NBA season started to where we are now, so mid-October, is that when the season started? Yeah, in the mm-hmm. NBA?
Yep.
Yeah, mid-October to where we sit in mid-April. So over the last 6 months, he's been away from his wife and kids 81 nights.
That's
81 nights.
And it's not like when he's home, he's home. Because
exactly.
of the demands of the job.
He's got to go. And it's not like you're not still going to work and practice while you're in Phoenix. Like,
yes.
It's just such a grind. And so to me, that clearly, like, the timing, the fit, his faith and his religion and wanting a lifestyle change to be with his family. Could there be a better fit? I've also had several people ask me that. Could there be a better fit? I dare you to find me one right now that is better than Kevin Young. Our question of the day, what do you expect the men's basketball headlines to be by next Friday? Lots changed in the last week. What's going to change in the next week? Feel free to use Taylor Swift lyrics or song titles in your responses if you'd like to as well. Papa Chris 64 on X says, new assistant co-head coaching hires that will exceed expectations. Jason, I've been a proponent of hiring an associate head coach.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Kevin Young was an associate head coach.
Yep,
for the Phoenix Suns.
He knows what the title means.
Do you buy into that? Like, are you about that? Because to me, that feels like it matters.
Yeah, no, I don't feel strongly one way or the other. I can certainly understand, especially depending on who you're going after. You know, you may need to attach associate head coach to the title to be able to lure somebody in to a situation. So I'm fine either way. Do you have to have it? No. But I think that being able to have that, and for somebody specifically as an associate head coach, for Coach Young to be able to bounce things off of, and he'll do that with his entire staff anyway. But I think that there's something to that, sure.
Let's go. We are off to a great start. High energy. But listen, we've had some good shows this week. Give me a fist bump. Let's go.
All right, let's do
this. We've had some big shows this week.
Let's do this. All right.
Jason's finding his next Taylor Swift song title.
I almost read the wrong one because I almost read I Hate It Here. So certainly not the case.
Is that Chris Burgess?
Not the case.
Speaking about his current employer?
I promise. All right.
I kid.
Join us April 27th from noon to 2 Eastern time for the Dallas Fan Fest at the Josie Ranch Athletic Complex in Carrollton. The event will be live on BYU TV.
We mentioned it earlier, former BYU receiver Puka Nacua inks a big new Jumpman deal. What it means for maybe BYU football. And up next, Trevin Nell on everything he's gone through in the past week. This is BYU Sports Nation.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social media for content throughout the day on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer. He is tortured poet Jason Shepherd. Let's roll out your Friday headlines.
Former BYU center Ali Khalifa announced yesterday that he is transferring to Louisville. Reports say that he will redshirt next year to rehab his knee injury.
BYU baseball lost the first of its three-game series with Oklahoma yesterday. Made it interesting late.
Yes, they did.
10-8. Cougar catcher Colin Ruder continues to swing a red-hot bat, 2-for-5, including this three-run homer in the ninth.
And Ruder to center field. Backtracking and gone! A three-run home run for Colin Ruder. That's home run number 6 on the season.
Again, BYU doesn't win, but 6 home runs on the season already for Ruder. He's rocking that BYUSN karma. Cougars will finish their series with the Sooners, beginning with Game 2 tonight, 8 Eastern on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio on the Saturday finale in the afternoon.
In a game that you called, Spencer, BYU softball earned a 5-1 win last night against Iowa State. Kayla Komoku had 2 home runs to lead the Cougars, beginning with this dinger to left field in the bottom of the 4th.
1-1 offering, that's hit on a line to left field, and gone! Kayla Komoku! 5th home run of the season for Komoku gives BYU a 3-1 lead.
BYU plays game 2 of that series tonight, 8 Eastern on ESPN+.
It was Harry Potter night, more on that later. BYU women's soccer just released their full schedule for the upcoming season. The Cougars will face all 3 of the new Big 12 programs, as well as non-conference games against UCLA, Wisconsin, and Arkansas. Loaded schedule again. BYU will begin their season at home against Utah Valley on August 7th. Head coach Jen Rockwood will join us in a few minutes to discuss the entire rundown. Those are the headlines. Now some opinions in the whip. Cougar Whip Round presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
This is one of those things that when you see it, you're like, yeah, this makes total sense. Yeah. BYU Cougar Tales released new packaging at last night's baseball game. Is this the greatest thing that you have ever seen in your life?
It's one of them, specifically for BYU fans, because I know that if you love Cougar Tales and you are a regular consumer of the Cougar Tale, at some point that maple frosting has been stuck to the top of the bag. I can't tell you how many times I've like ripped open the bag and had to like scrape it off with a butter knife. And
it's
put it back
a real problem.
This takes that problem
because
away,
it's essentially like a box, and so it's a little elevated off of the cougar tail.
Well done.
Well done indeed.
All right. Last night, as I mentioned, softball game, Harry Potter night. Jason, I had to go all in with the Potter verbiage and was not so subtle in the second Kayla Komoku home run call. Listen to this. Payoff again! Komoku! Expecto Patronum that! Multi-home run game for Kayla Komoku. I apologize for nothing!
I was going to say, how did you feel about that after, when you thought back on it?
A little silly, but...
Would you do it again?
I would, because it's Harry Potter night, and we've been talking... Cosmo was dressed up as Harry
Potter! I know. They were giving away some cool, by the way, at the complex yesterday some really cool, like, jerseys with Harry Potter font, which looked pretty cool.
The houses. I mean, Iowa State's colors are literally Gryffindor, and BYU was rocking the Ravenclaw black and blue last night. So,
is there a theme tonight?
I don't think there's a theme. I apologize if there is, but I don't know that there is. The question is, what theme do you want to see at a future sporting event, whether it's baseball or softball?
Look, I'm a superhero guy, and okay. I know they've had some of those, but I like a little superhero
movie.
I want to give me an excuse to wear like my Superman stuff.
Yes, I want a Mission Impossible night. I love Tom Cruise in the Mission Impossible movies.
Those are fantastic.
Like I want a Mission Impossible.
What call would you bring from that though?
That's a great question.
All right.
Red light, green light. Maybe on a stolen base.
I don't know. Good. All right. Puka Nacua inked a shoe deal with Jordan Brand. How about that? Which includes exclusive access to personalized cleats and apparel.
Amazing.
Would you want to see Puka hook up his former team and in the process those here at BYU TV with Jordan gear?
A 1,000,000%. I know that will happen at some point, like especially for his little brother. Like Puka's gonna hook up his little brother with something. I don't think it would be a conflict. Would it? Because Jordan is a Nike product?
See, I'm not sure how that works. Because, yeah, when I think of Jordan Brand, I still think Nike. It's still a division of Nike, right?
Maybe it's a thing. Maybe BYU won't allow that, but doesn't mean Puka can't still slide his buddy some gear.
Michael Jordan knows a star when he sees one, okay?
Indeed
he does. And he's chosen one Puka Nacua.
Indeed he does. Hey, by the way, what would Puka's Patronus charge or Patronus animal be?
I think
about that.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
What would Puka's Patronus be? Up next, we continue our conversation on the future of BYU basketball with the shot doctor, Trevin Nell. He posted, he's all in with head coach Kevin Young. We're going to get into the depths of that. This is BYU SN.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah. Tonight, we tip off a new era of BYU basketball. And he hammers it home! Trevin Nell, how about that? A ninth three-pointer for Trevin Nell. Hard-earned and well-won victory.
We are live at Studio B. Happy Friday, everyone. Alongside Jason Shepherd, I'm Spencer Linton. It's the Tortured Poets Day on BYUSN, but enough with that. We're celebrating great things like a new basketball coach at BYU and Kevin Young, and doing so with a guy who last night posted on his social media accounts, he's all in. Trevin Nell, the shot doctor, is with us in the Cougar Council Room. Welcome, Trevin.
I appreciate you guys having me. I'm pumped. The new room is amazing.
Pumped
to be here.
Speaking of all in, are you, I mean, it's the rage right now. Are you all in on the new Taylor Swift albums?
The funny thing was, it's like 11:45. My wife goes, Taylor Swift just dropped an album. So she's going through. I'm like, hey, I got to go to bed. Like, put your phone away. She goes, I think she dropped 2 albums. And I'm like, okay, like, what's cool about that? She goes, don't talk to me. So she's very excited about it.
Clearly. Well, I hope you got some rest.
Yeah, it was fun.
Eventually, after the 2 albums that are being consumed by millions of people. I mentioned the all-in post yesterday. Why did you feel like you needed to lead out and do something like that in support of Coach Young?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many speculation. There's so many things. Like, you know, so many people are talking to us. And I just felt like, to be a leader on this team and just show the guys, like, no matter what, you know, I'm loyal to this blue and I'm loyal to this Cougar Nation. I'm loyal to Coach Young. I feel like the way he portrayed himself and the kind of like his image and his way of thinking is really going to help us this next year. So just kind of wanted to show everybody on the team, like, hey, we got somebody that's super special, and we got to get this core, you know, team back together so we can make something special happen next year.
You guys have been on a roller coaster ride over the last week or so. What has that ride been like being a part of?
Yeah, it's actually insane. I didn't, like, when you think about, like, Utah State's coach left, and you, like, us players were like, oh, like, that's cool. But then you don't really feel like you're, like, don't really think about the players, even the coaches. But when you have to go through it personally, it's like you're up here, you're down here, and, like, you're talking to different players on a team.
Tortured poets, Trevin.
It is awful. And so, like, I'm really happy for Coach Pope. He deserves it. He's an amazing dude. And I'll always say I'll run through a brick wall for him, but I'm really excited for, you know, Coach Young to bring, you know, his you know, coaching staff here, his, you know, level of expertise from the NBA, and let's make something special happen.
Yeah, well, I'm interested to get your take because you mentioned just the super high and low emotions. You're very close with Coach Pope and his family, you and your wife. So to have something like that happen, like, it's really hard to prepare for something like that. So how did you process through all of that to get to where you are now?
Yeah, I mean, I took a couple of days. I was like, I don't even want to touch a basketball for a second. Like, I got to just kind of let my mind, you know, be at ease. Talk to some of the guys. A lot of guys were like, well, I'm just going to jump in the portal. And for me, I was like, okay, I really want to be at BYU. This is my last year, right? And so I was talking to, you know, other coaches. And, you know, it was something that me and my wife kind of sat down. We're like, hey, like, we want to be here. And when Coach Young got the call, I was like, okay, like, this could be something exciting. It could be something special. And then just the way he, like, talked to us in our players meeting before his press conference was really, really cool. And he talked about, you know, his relationship with Devin Booker, Chris Paul, and those guys. And I was like, you know, if you have those guys that are, like, you know, top 75 players, Hall of Fame players, and he has a relationship with them, that's really special. I can't wait to have a relationship.
And then Devin Booker says, I wish he could have coached me in college.
KYU, baby.
That's right. Honestly, let's touch on that a little bit. What does that mean to you guys as players? When you know that a guy's coming in with that type of resume and track record, and not just all that, but with those relationships.
Yeah, I mean, even I'll like speak for a lot of the guys too. Like, a lot of guys were a little nervous about what is Coach Young's scheme, because our offense was really dynamic, really powerful last year. And we were like kind of nervous about, okay, what can we do? Like, what is he gonna do now in terms of our offense? And so the way he kind of just talked about, you know, being all in, and the way he kind of coaches the Suns, he's like, hey, I want you guys to watch this series and just watch how I coach these guys. And so I think that's something that's kind of super unique. Like, I don't feel like anybody in the country gets to, you know, be able to sit back in at home watching their coach a, you know, NBA game in the playoffs. So that's super cool. And for a lot of guys, I think it was really special when he said Devin Booker and Chris Paul will probably be in the gym this
Amazing.
Summer working with us. And I was like, all right, I'm sold.
Trevin Nell is with us on BYU Sports Nation. We're discussing the new BYU basketball head coach, Kevin Young. And I've heard from a few of your teammates and some people around the program that you, and with your post, you validated this, and Noah Waterman have kind of been these rallying voices in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
What has that been like when there has been so much uncertainty? And why did you feel like you and Noah kind of needed to band together to do that?
Yeah, so I've gotten, like, really good relationship with a lot of these guys. Ali actually called me right before he committed to Louisville and just said, hey, I just want to let you know, like, this is what's going on. Kind of talked me through it, so I thought that was really cool. But me and Noah have a really special relationship. We're roommates on the road, so we got really, really close over this past season. But it's something super cool. The guy that comes from, you know, New York, upstate New York, played at a couple different schools. He come here, he's not like he's been here for, you know, like me, I feel like I've been here a while. but he's been all in from the get-go, and something super special. And he's, you know, me and him talking every single day. And so it's just really special to have guys that, like, you know, want to be here and want to be all in. And I think that's where, you know, the magic kind of happens.
You mentioned Ali and, you know, committing to Louisville. And obviously there are other guys that are in the portal, and they all have to take whatever they need to do to make their decision. They have to go through that for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But as a teammate, How much do you want to be involved? Do you bug them, or do you just leave them alone and let them go through their process?
For me, being like, I feel like I'm one of the leaders on the team. I am definitely somebody who is bugging. I'm talking to all these guys. I'm calling them almost every day.
Yes, Trevin. Yes.
I'm taking Dallin to lunch today, so hopefully.
Let's go.
Hopefully Cougar Nation can rally behind that. But we're really excited, and I feel like a lot of these guys, we just have a really unique culture, you know, at BYU, unique locker room. And I feel like we haven't had that in, you know, the past previous years, but this past year was something really, really special and something that I feel like everybody wants to be a part of. So I think that's kind of my little pitch to a lot of these guys that, you know, Coach Young has the connections. If you want to go to the NBA, he said it, you know, he said he wants to bring, you know, young men to the NBA. So I don't think there's another coach or someone who has a pedigree like him to, you know, make that happen.
What was your first impression of Coach Young? Not so much in his introductory press conference when everybody got to see him in the public eye for the first time, but your first 2 minutes on that team Zoom call with him.
I was just like, okay, first he's got to shave his beard. Like, I always told my wife, I said, he kind of looks scarier without a beard. Like, he looks like more like a Navy SEAL. But he is somebody that's like, I feel like he has like a quiet confidence about him, and he's just really excited. The thing he said that I thought was really cool was he didn't want to sell us on anything. He just said, I'm really, like, I genuinely want to be here, and I want to win. Like, I want to take this team to the next level. I thought that was something super cool. Like, it was really, like, almost like, you know, those quotes that are, like, a couple words long, and it kind of hits you really hard. I was like, okay, let's go. And so I think it's just, you know, really, you know, a little, like, freshness in the locker room for that, so.
What do you think this says about the state of the BYU basketball program that a guy that's interviewing for NBA head coaching jobs chooses to come to BYU? What do you think that says?
Yeah, I mean, BYU is a place to be. I feel like this, like, we're on the rise. We finished fifth in the Big 12 last year. A lot of people might think, like, oh, this next year it's not going to be the same because our team's a little different or the coaching's a little different. But we love to live in that space of being the underdog, right? We feel like we have a ton of unfinished business, at least for the guys that are coming back in that tournament. So we're really excited to kind of bring everything back. But, you know, BYU is something special. Everybody is, you know, every team here is ranked. You know, the girls' tennis team is killing it.
They're crushing
the,
it. Yeah.
Like, the softball team would just be the second-ranked team in the country with Oklahoma. Like, everything's been, like, BYU just has this renowned, you know, place of just being excellent in sports, excellent in academics. And so it's a place to be.
Have you had time to look back on last year? I know that it didn't end the way you wanted, but when you look at the season as a whole, have you had time to reflect back and realize just what you guys were able to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, it took a while, right? Like, that sting, that gut punch that happened in the tournament was super hard to get over for me and a lot of the guys. But when we think about, like, what we were able to really do, we were picked to finish 13th. We finished 6th in the, you know, WCC the previous year, something like that. I feel like these past couple weeks, like from when Coach Young got almost announced, that's when we kind of be like, okay, look what we've done. Now let's go do something even better, right? And it's going to be that much harder, but I feel like everybody's kind of almost to that point where everybody's getting to, like, being all in.
Again, you're close with everybody on the team. Certainly Jackson Robinson falls into that category. What's it like for you to watch him test the NBA waters and decide about his future?
I'm pumped for Jax. Like, he's somebody that I feel like I got really close with last year, too. And me and him have a really funny relationship because anytime we hit a three, it's like, all right, put another 7 up. Like, let's go. But I'm really pumped for him. He's going to do something special. I think the NBA is the perfect route for him. He wants to, you know, fulfill his dream. And so I'm pumped, and I feel like he's going to land on a spot, and I just can't wait for him to get some tickets. You know, like, so Jax, you better hook me up, my guy.
It's all about the hookups,
it's
right?
It's all about the hookups.
That's when you know friendship is real.
Exactly.
Trevin, great to have you in Studio B and in the Cougar Council Room.
Yeah.
And we wish you the best of luck. We'll send you some BYU Sports Nation karma for your lunch
yes,
today.
Yes.
Let's go, man.
Oh, guys.
Karma for the lunch.
Appreciate all you're doing and how you're up the Y, man.
I appreciate you guys.
Thanks,
go Cougs, baby.
All right, BYU baseball faces Oklahoma at Miller Park. It's game 2 of the series tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time on BYU Radio, as well as Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
After the break, BYU women's soccer coach Jen Rockwood, fresh off a trip to another college cup, joins us to discuss what's ahead for BYU with their schedule release. This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
On a beautiful, sunny Thursday night.
And the Cougs bring their fans to the feet.
Then go across to Fryer. Fryer, one shot, and score! Six, and far post loose, and score! Footwork, cross.
Welcome back to Studio B. Happy Friday, everyone. Alongside Jason Shepherd, I'm Spencer Linton. Our show continues from the Cougar Council Room. Back-to-back guests. We had Trevin Nell of BYU basketball a few minutes ago. Now we welcome in the head soccer coach of the BYU women, Jen Rockwood. The legend is back with us. Coach, thanks for hanging out with
thanks.
Us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Can we get a – Coach Rockwood's shoe game is always top-notch. Can we get a – look at these shoes. Those
Indeed.
Are absolutely oh, amazing.
Thank you.
Those are sweet.
I got assistants that got big shoe game, and I got to try and keep up with them. So these are unique. I haven't seen them ever before.
I have not seen those either.
I
well
believe
done.
Those are the Nyjah 3s. I have the Nyjah 2s.
Okay.
Okay.
I like them.
Big time skater.
I got a compliment on them at the Chevron this morning. It's like, the guy's like, cool shoes. I'm like, thanks.
Jen, these are the things that matter most in
I
life.
Know, they do. It's what us coaches love, right? We love new gear and new shoes. So.
Secondary to the gear and the shoes,
yes.
your
yes.
schedule that's yes. out for the next year.
It's a little competitive, yeah. It might be a little much, but you know, that's just kind of how we've done things over the years. Is we go out, we play a tough schedule to prepare us for conference play, and you know, we'll have a new look this fall, but we've made some good strides over this last spring season. So really looking forward to it. You know, our experience in the Big 12 was fantastic last year. It's awesome to see so many big programs on our schedule.
How do you think the conference did in acclimating to the new additions that are coming in, and kind of how that all played out?
Well, you know, we were very excited last year to go into the Big 12. The WCC really prepared us well to go in and compete. And obviously we had a really special experienced team to kind of take into that league. And now with the addition of the new teams, that obviously just makes it that much stronger and that much more competitive. And we'll be, every year we'll be playing Arizona State and Arizona and Utah. You know, we've always played Utah, but now more of a rivalry, I think, will come back for everybody, and I think that's great.
You're told those regional foes will be on the schedule every year.
Yes, those three will be every year, and then the others will kind of cycle through and play the rest of the games.
Do you like that aspect of it, having, you know, knowing that things are kind of going in different directions, mm-hmm. where regionality is kind of going away? Do you like the fact that that will be a part of the schedule?
Well, I think the fact that they're good programs and very competitive, I think that's a great thing. I think as a coach, you kind of want to be able to play everybody, you know, and have experience with all the different teams. Like even next fall, we won't play West Virginia that we haven't played this year. So, you know, I think there's good and bad about it, but I think it's a very competitive schedule for sure.
Let's just focus on the non-conference portion, and we'll throw the schedule back up here in a second again. But you have some options in the non-conference, but people often don't understand that, like, these things are in the works long in advance.
Yes.
And so when you are putting together something that features the likes of Wisconsin and at UCLA and at Arkansas, how long ago did those games come into your radar?
You know, usually sometimes 2 and 3 years in advance. Sometimes they're return trips. Like we opened with St. Louis, who was a top 10 team last year, had another great season. I'm sure they'll be ranked when we play them. And so some return trips. UCLA is a return trip. Arkansas will be the start of another home and home.
Nice.
We'll get UCLA back again probably in 2025. But I think our view was, hey, let's just go out there and keep playing the same type of schedule we've had, even though we'll be a much more younger team, a little less experienced. But there's lots to gain from playing at that level. And a lot of times teams and our teams over the years have always risen to the level that we play against. So I think that will be something that will really help us throughout the season.
You guys just wrapped up the spring portion of your schedule, and you mentioned you'll have a new look and a lot younger team. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the team that will get to play this schedule this year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously graduating 11 special players, and then we had two other girls that would have been starting for us this fall that went on missions in December. So we do have a younger and experienced team, but we have lots of big pieces. We return two starters. We'll return Allie Fryer, who scored a lot of goals for us, and Lynette Hernandez in goal. She had a great season towards the end. So we've got lots of great pieces and girls that are really anxious for kind of their time to perform. And, you know, most of them all trained behind that great group last year, know what it takes. Saw what they did, saw what the level of expectation is. And so, we're going to add 10 new players in the fall, which is a bigger group than we've ever added. So we've got lots of great players to work with.
5 draft picks. And I know it might take some time for that really to sink in and help on the recruiting front, or maybe it's immediate. But what have you noticed after sending, I mean, you mentioned 11 players leave, and they were all instrumental, but 5 draft picks is that's a big number for sure. What has that done for your program?
Well, just as I mentioned, that was a very special class. Some girls who've been able to come through our program and play together for a long period of time. And certainly in the last 3 years, between our national championship game and then another top 20 season and then playing in the Final Four again, we've got a lot of interest from players that I think normally we haven't, because we have consistently played at a very high level. We also play a very attacking style possession team, and we've gained lots of fans over the years by watching the way we play. It is unique. A lot of teams are a little bit more direct, and we have a very high energy, high pressure, high attacking team. And I think a lot of young players are drawn to want to play in that sort of system.
You've had a lot of former players that have gone on to the NWSL or played professionally mm-hmm. in other places, but now you've got so many in the league mm-hmm. and a big chunk of them are mm-hmm. 25 minutes north. Mm-hmm. How cool is that for you? Not just to see them there, but right. to actually physically be able to see them there.
Yeah, it was fantastic, you know, being the home opener and seeing them all out there ready to go. And then seeing Nadia starting on Chicago, you know, from a few years ago. And just their last game, you know, seeing Brecken and Liv start. And then at one point towards the end, four BYU girls were on the field up there for the Royals. And you know, a proud coach for sure, super proud of what they've been able to accomplish and how they represent themselves and the school and their new teams. But just really exciting to see them go on and kind of live out their dream, something that some of them didn't think maybe was a possibility,
yeah.
you know, even 4 years ago. But to see them doing what they do right now, it's fantastic.
Well, you've been doing this a long time. And it's incredible because you haven't aged hardly at all, okay, Jen? Maybe emotionally,
right,
but you look
yeah.
fabulous, well, so you're handling the stress.
We'll see.
And I bring that up because you watch one of your stars, Ellie Walbrook, go through an unfortunate injury, and now she's done for the foreseeable future, and she'll come back and will be great, I'm sure. But
sure.
how do you handle losing a player of her caliber when your team is already going to be young?
Yeah, it's really hard. You know, Ellie is kind of the light and energy and leader of our team during the spring season. And to see her go down, it was pretty traumatic, not just for her, but it really impacted her teammates and us as coaches because we know how special she is. And, you know, I think Ellie will still play a huge role for us, more as a coach and a support person. And I think she'll be able to find ways to lead that she wouldn't have had to do as a player, and that will in turn help her to be that much better when she's able to come back for next 2 years.
It's going to be, you know, the summer, and everybody's going to be coming back, and official workouts and practices yeah. are going to begin. When you left the team at the conclusion of spring and you kind of talked to them and like, this is what I want from you mm-hmm. during the next couple of months, what yeah. what was the message to the team?
You know, we the girls worked really hard this spring. We made a ton of progress. You know, we had a chance to play the Royals. I mean, up there, I think it showed defensively that we're getting. We have to build a whole new back line, a whole new midfield. So there was a lot of progress. But on our last day, just last Saturday, I mean, Utah beat us. And that's never a fun thing. But I think it was a really good experience to say, okay, we've made a lot of progress, but there's still a lot of work we have to do. They're going to have 3 months kind of on their own and in small groups to show and that they've got to make improvement. We're at a good place, but we have to be better when we come back in the fall. So looking forward to them training hard over these next 3 months and being ready to roll, welcoming our new girls kind of over the summer. They'll be coming in at different times in June and July, but most of them will all be together for the month of July, working our camps, working out together, getting that fitness and lifting under control. But I think there'll be a lot of exciting energy and girls really, really excited to prove themselves.
All right, we've got to close up in about 15 seconds, but give us one name that's off the radar that will be on the radar when this season gets going for BYU women's soccer.
Micah Cromanhook.
Okay.
Okay, she's one of our new freshmen, graduated early and joined us in January, had a fantastic fall. She can play a lot of spots. She's kind of playing where Jamie Shepherd left off, and
okay.
She's got off to a great start and a really great competitor. But her and Avery Frischneck, I think, will be some new faces we'll see out there.
Let's go. Coach, we appreciate
we
your time.
Okay. All right,
look
thanks,
forward
guys.
To another season that,
yeah.
amazingly, is not that far away.
No, it'll come fast. It always does.
Thanks, awesome. Jen. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Thank you.
BYU softball continues its home series with Iowa State tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it live on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Coming up, Hana Ho! Our Ryzen shoutouts next. This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
BYU Sports Nation is on demand. Download the free BYU TV and BYU radio apps, or listen to the podcast. And while you're there, subscribe, rate, and review.
Our question of the day: what do you expect the men's basketball headlines to be by next Friday? Lots happened in last week. What's going to go happen in the next week? Our lead voice of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, comes from Nathan Steele on X, who says, which 10 NBA All-Stars have committed to assisting Kevin Young at BYU? Number four may surprise you.
Look, Chris Paul is a free agent right now. I'm just going to say.
Today's Rise is shout out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
How about Kayla Kamoku? Two home runs last night.
Expecto Patronum, baby.
Oh boy.
Let's go. Our thanks to today's guests, Trevin Nell of BYU Men's Basketball, and the women's head soccer coach, Jen Rockley.
Conversation continues 24/7 on X, Instagram, and Facebook.
For Jason, I'm Spencer. Shout out to all those NWSL women's soccer players. We'll see you on Monday. And tonight for softball, go Cougs and baseball. Woo!